All across Europe, even as lockdowns are back in place in many places and stay-home orders, one thing Europe has not gotten wrong is keeping kids in school. They figured that out a while ago. Keep the kids in class. Dr. Larry Arn is the president of Hillsdale College. He recently penned a letter to his students about the crackdown by Governor Whitmer. These orders specifically prohibit in-person college classes. We comply with these orders unwillingly. The dining hall, dorms, library, and gym remain open. We will continue to provide all services, engage all activities which are not expressly prohibited. At this time, students are neither required nor encouraged to leave campus before Christmas break. But here's where I like what Dr. Arn wrote. These new rules are scientifically and morally ill-informed, arbitrary, and likely to cause serious harm to colleges and students in the state. He joins me here on the program. Dr. Arn, welcome back.
Nice to talk with you, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. It is scientifically and morally ill-informed. Expand on that, because I think you nailed it.
Well, there have been, according to the New York Times 10 days ago, I love to quote the New York Times, 250,000 college students have had this disease, and three have died. And those three had serious pre-existing conditions. So that makes a death rate that's about 1/100th of the death rate from the seasonal flu among college students. So you stop something that's very valuable. They show no real sign of understanding that. And for what? Well, the effort is to control the disease. It's a virus. It's going to go everywhere. So a better thing would be to focus upon the people who are going to be killed by it, which is a tragic but also a narrow group of people. Older people who have comorbidities, the deaths are overwhelmingly among them. And so why aren't all these 1,000 pages of rules focused on them and how to protect them? And reaching into colleges is the last place, it strikes me. Well, K through 12 schools is the last place, and we're the next to the last place.
Let me ask you this, because, I mean, you obviously look at this in a much more in-depth, comprehensive way than most, and I applaud that. But how many high school kids left school on March 13th in Michigan when schools were closed and never came back? They dropped out, in effect, because school was canceled. They never came back. How many college kids across Michigan, across this country, left school this year and will never be back? What about the societal and generational damage?
That's a very good point. See, college, the word college means partnership. And we know from the great literature of liberal education going back centuries that the relationship among the students and the way they learn together is crucial. John Henry Newman writes in The Idea of a University that if you had to get rid of that friendship among the students or the faculty, you'd let the faculty go. And so you isolate young people, and that's not good for them. And the suicide rates and the thoughts of suicide among them are sharply up since all this started. And so we're taking something and see, if you don't think about education much or don't understand it, you don't know that somebody in between the ages of 18 and 21 are at a magical moment in their lives. They've got energy and curiosity. They're making big choices for the first time in their lives, and that's the time for them to prepare their character and intellect to live a great life. And to tell them that you can just send them home, That's from something that is not dangerous to them.
Right.
That's just not good for them.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, for my high school student, it's been hell. Isolation has been hell since March. It's been awful. There is no interaction. There is no, that socialization that is so important. But I want to focus on one other thing here that you wrote. And basically, that is the fundamental assault on freedom. These rules and other proceedings, and the others preceding them, also represent an unprecedented suspension of constitutional liberties that have been revered and upheld in our country for well over two centuries. How do we get that back? How do we reset and say, okay, this isn't normal, and don't allow this to continue?
Well, the way to get it back is to understand its importance again. We live in the age of big government. You know, for most of American history, the government has been about 10% of the economy. Now it's 51 or 2% or more. And that means that there's a kind of idea going around now that the important decisions are made in a central place and the rest of us wait for it. Whereas what's supposed to happen in the society is we're supposed to argue all the time and debate and think and talk. James Madison says two great things, and many great things, but two in the Federalist Papers opposite to this. One of them, he says, is that because we have to wait for elections in order to have an influence on the government, because we don't get to run any part of it, and Lord, elections are in a mess right now, he said that that will encourage us to talk, and we can think and talk before we act. And then in another place, he says that in a big republic, it's hard to be effective if you whisper. You have to talk out loud. And that means that your arguments will get better and more people will hear them and more reactions will come. And so that's why in the Bill of Rights we have freedom of assembly, which is us getting together to talk. You know, the American Revolution started in two ways. It started in people writing letters to each other, and it started in public meetings, in town halls. And that's the kind of thing you can't have now. And that disrupts the operation of the republic.
Is that the point?
A central function.
Some would argue, Doctor, that that's the point. Dr. Larry Arnn here from Hillsdale College, that the point is to disrupt our republic, that the point is influence from China and Russia and others that would see us, like to see us harm ourselves, or they harm us.
Well, there's certainly a class of person, and it's in industry, it starts in the academy, it's in the elite universities, and it's in industry, and it's in government, and it's in the media, it's everywhere you look, and they, you know, it's breathtaking to me how uniform were the opinions among elite people in all of those fields about this election. And, you know, Facebook has apparently had a very large impact in the election, not just what it filters on Facebook, but also, you know, involved in printing ballots and getting ballots collected. So it's, you know, in other words, we're in the age of the managed society. And what we have to understand is we're the ones getting managed. And that's dangerous. And it's wrong because, you know, the great promise of America is that everybody gets to live a fully human life.
That's right.
And
do you have Doctor, I don't know what your schedule is, but I wonder if you might have a minute more. I need to go to a commercial here, but if you had a minute more, I'd like to ask you a couple more questions.
Okay.
If you'd like to do that. Thank you. Dr. Larry Arnn here with us, Hillsdale College president. Fascinating individual, to say the least, who I feel I know well because I've watched many of his classes online from Hillsdale, which are fabulous, by the way. I recommend them highly. If you've never seen these on philosophy and the Constitution and all of these things. Incredible. 41 after, you're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Huber Show. More with Dr. Arnn right after this break.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
With everything that's happened, you may be asking yourself, can I afford to retire early? You're not alone. From teachers to medical professionals, airline workers, and a variety of other industries, many of us are wondering the same thing. It's a tough question to answer right now, but there is a way to find out. You can call Life Plan Financial Design, where they can run the numbers for you at no charge. Imagine knowing that you can retire comfortably right now with what you've already saved and not having to worry about the market or other unexpected events that could put your retirement dollars at risk. Call the team at Life Plan Financial Design for a complimentary retirement plan review. 517-317-6323. That's 517-317-6323 and online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Stewart's Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.